Good afternoon, and welcome to a special vacation edition of Live and Local, my vacation, that is. I'm Kevin Kelly. Today's program will feature conversation and live performances in our studio from two different shows we aired live in 2011. Later in the hour, we'll hear singer-songwriter Violet Vonderhaar and a couple of colleagues from Columbia, Missouri, along with Champaign-Urbana-based singer-songwriter Jeff Arrigo. All were in town for a gig at Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign in September 2011. But first, on April 28th of 2011, I invited a number of musicians to represent the then-upcoming spring concert by the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois. I'll introduce the musicians a little bit into the program, but we'll begin by hearing from the former director of the Center for World Music, Philip Yampolsky.
We have some ensembles that are directly sponsored and more or less maintained by the Center for World Music, the Balinese Gamelan, the Mande Ensemble, the Chinese Ensemble, and so we want to give them a chance to play, and then we ask other world music groups that exist in the community. And we try to vary those groups. We've had, at other times, we've had the Korean Samul Nori group, I forget the name of the Bossa Nova group, but we had them.
Bossa Nuevo?
I forget.
Desafinado.
Desafinado is what it was. And we've had the Russian and Middle Eastern ensemble. So there are lots of ensembles in the community that are doing wonderful world music, and we try to invite them to join in the concerts. We're trying to find a format. If we had everybody that's around, we would have 6 or 7 hour concerts. And
Well, you kind of did that last year.
Well,
you had some outdoor component with some students?
That was at the Boneyard Festival.
Is that what that was?
And that worked fine because Boneyard, we had pretty much the whole day. Boneyard this year was so early. It was April 7th, which was a Thursday in the middle of the week, and it was so early that our groups, the World Music, the Center's groups, were not ready to perform yet. So we decoupled from the Boneyard for this year and came later in the month. And as I say, we're trying to find a format, and we didn't want to do just a seven-hour concert. So we're experimenting now with two separate programs.
Well, it's almost kind of exciting too, you know, from as people discover the center and discover these concerts to maybe not know what the format's going to be.
Perhaps it makes us a little nervous, but we would like to invite more and more of these wonderful ensembles that are out in the community, like the two that you've got in your studio right now.
And
that's a nice lead-in,
since we've got these folks here. And you guys are playing an instrument. There are four of you playing an instrument that I was introduced to my freshman year at Northwestern by Paul Berliner. And I think we've probably talked about this. Tom Torino is a professor of musicology at the U of I, and does a lot of performing himself of different kinds, very different kinds of music, including Cajun and kind of old-time Americana sorts of things. And it's funny that there's duct tape on these rattles, because I remember that Paul always had kind of bells, shakers, duct taped to his shoes.
Right.
When he would play. And he would have the umbira, which I'm going to get you to describe in a moment, you know, in behind a resonating unit that I see you have also here, a big hollowed-out gourd, which, oh, now that's interesting. It's got rattles around it that appear to be beer bottle caps.
Yes.
And some shells. So this is called sort of found percussion in a way.
Well, no. And you also, I mean, they use bottle caps now.
Really?
They used to use shells, and they would have to go to the coast because Zimbabwe. So I guess a little bit about this. Mbira is from Zimbabwe. The kind of macro-linguistic term that they use for the social group is Shona. So Shona Mbira, and it's a 22-key thumb piano, as Americans say, with three kind of registers, a high, medium, and low register bass notes. And this is really the classical instrument of Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe was landlocked, but the rattles. So this is how the instrument sounds outside the resonating gourd. And inside the gourd, which on Saturday we will be playing inside these gourds, they have a big calabash gourd.
There's so a much fuller sound.
Much fuller, much louder. But we decided for the radio that we would play in a more whisper fashion.
Well, and Mike Pritchard can work his magic, and it'll probably sound huge to our listeners. I don't know.
So, I don't know. There are four of us here, and this music is played in two parts or more. And there's a beginning lead part and then a follow part that interlocks with it so that the notes are alternated. And the embedded part just cycles around for a while, and then the kind of emphasis is really on the singing. So we've been working on that as a group. So would you like to hear a song?
After I introduce your colleagues. So we have Tom Torino, of course, and then Catherine Hennessy, Claire Johnson, and Mike Warner, all playing the mbira, which is spelled, by the way, M-B-I-R-A. So you just sort of hum the first letter
mbira, yeah.
And then say the rest.
This is a tune called Nyamaropa, Meat and Blood.
Nice. Do we want to know what you're actually saying?
Has the tempo play a little faster, or are we good?
That was very catchy, actually. Sort of hypnotic, almost.
Well, this music, you know, it's hard to do it in this. You don't play these tunes for 3 minutes. You play them for 20 minutes, and the singing actually emerges from the embita part. So we have some parts that we kind of know, but the best singing actually comes out of the music after you've been playing it for about 10 minutes. And it's really, that's the fun part, actually.
Is it sort of like it comes out of a trance in a way? I mean, it's almost, I can imagine this music putting you into some sort of space, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah,
actually, out comes the rest.
I hate to say it, but it's true. That's what happens. I mean, it's, we got together early this morning because I can't sing this music unless it has actually come out of a certain place in me, and I can't just kind of do it. Yeah. I can't just kind of turn it on. So it's, the best is like when after you've gone, this is not really presentational music. It's not music for concert. It's music for ceremony. So it's actually religious ceremonies, spirit possession ceremonies, and you play these things for a long time, and yeah, I don't know. Others speak. You are nodding your head, Claire.
Yeah, it's very trance-like. The longer you play it, I guess.
Have you had any opportunities to play this kind of music in a traditional context?
Well, I did. I played in spirit possession ceremonies. You play all night. Your thumbs get really raw.
What is a spirit possession ceremony?
It's a ceremony where an ancestor comes into a medium, a family member who's alive, and the ancestor talks to the family.
And is it drawn out by the music?
There's three things. 7-day beer that the family brews, snuff, which is taken through the nose in good 19th century fashion, and embita music. And the embita music is really one of the main, and you have to play the songs that the ancestors really liked. So it's one of the inducements in. So, and you know, somebody living remembers, it's usually ancestors 2 or 3 generations back or 1 generation back, somebody will remember what their favorite song was, and so you have to play that. So the way we play this, it sounds very delicate this way. When you play in the gourd, it drives it a little bit more. And the other key instrument in Zimbabwe are the ones that Philip has, which are the hosho. These are shakers. And we could do another one quickly with the beat. This is called Nema Masasa, cutting branches for a temporary shelter. again, 2 parts. Who's going to play second on this? Okay. So... And this, we'll have more singing in this, I hope.
Thank you.
That music was called, roughly, Cutting Branches for a Temporary Shelter from Zimbabwe. It was played on Shakers and Four Mbiras by Philip Yampolsky, Tom Torino, Catherine Hennessy, Claire Johnson, and Mike Warner. They were in our studio in April 2011 for a live preview of an upcoming concert by the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois in Urbana. You're listening to a special edition of Live and Local on FM 90.9. Next on Live and Local, we'll hear from Violet Vonderhaar and the Undercurrents, based in Columbia, Missouri. Violet is the lead singer-songwriter. Phil Sean Johnson plays cajon, a sort of drum set substitute that you sit on. And Ruth Acuff, who normally plays bass in the band, joins on vocals and shakers. They were in Champaign for a show at Memphis on Main, and they played for us live on the September 23, 2011 edition of Live and Local. The title track from Violet Vonderhaar's CD called The Way Home, here on Live and Local, performed live in our studio along with Phil Sean Johnson on the cajon. And I lied. Ruth Acuff did bring an instrument. She brought the egg shaker. Is that technically what that's called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should ask Phil. She's the one who handed it to me.
Well, it was her idea. She's like, what am I going to do?
I can just shake something.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Got shakers with us. So.
I actually got enlisted to play percussion once with a band in here, and I'm forgetting which band it was. They had a pretty good name, so I might come up with it at some point here. But the drummer didn't bring a drum set. He just decided to use what was in the room, which ended up meaning some metal music stands, or maybe it was one of the plastic ones, and he did bring his brushes, so he sort of tapped on those. But at some point during the conversation, it became clear that he needed a cymbal. Well, we didn't have anything like that, so we just picked up a plastic clipboard and just held it up for him, and he would crash the clipboard every once in a while. So, you know, that's called whatever you find, shake it, beat it, turns into a percussion instrument.
That's true.
And there are people who make a living doing exactly that kind of thing. So Violet Vonderhaar and colleagues here, they're going to be at the Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, along with Jeff Arrigo. Are you guys going to be doing stuff separately and together, or just separately, or do you know?
We don't.
They're looking at each other like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we're familiar enough with each other's literature right, to jump right on stage, but I've invited Phil Sean if she wants to, whenever she wants to jump in and play. She doesn't have to know the words for that. So.
Well, and Ruth is adept now at the egg shaker. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess that is the thing about getting singer-songwriters together. You don't know each other's songs. I mean, if you spend a lot of time doing covers, then you might well know somebody else's songs, which raises the question, Violet, how much do you do other people's songs?
Not a whole lot. We try to throw in some covers in our set. But for the most part,
she's a songbook.
For the most part, we do originals.
Well, I noticed in your bio that it actually refers to a considerable songbook that you have amassed. I assume that means a book of your songs.
Well, there isn't a physical book, but there probably could be someday.
there's
a lot of songs.
Yeah, there's
some. I mean, I released a 17 song album when I was 16. And it's been a while since then. I haven't really calculated how many songs I've written, but I'm sure it's up there.
How many of those original 17 do you still do?
Maybe one or two. Not a whole lot. I get kind of bored with my old stuff. So every time I write a new song, that's usually what I showcase, which may or may not be the best thing to sell CDs, but I just get excited about the new ones.
Well, I was thinking partly that, 17-year-old, what goes on in the mind of a 17-year-old girl is probably different from what goes on in the mind of however old a girl you are by now.
You know, surprisingly, though, the songs that I wrote at that age, I feel like, in a way, are even more mature than stuff I write now. I get kind of caught up in writing songs about relationships and whatnot now. When I was at that age, I wasn't. So I was writing more songs about, I was making stories up and things about more world issues. And I've been trying to get back to that, actually. So it's kind of, my songwriting definitely evolves all the time.
What kind of world issues were you concerned about then?
There's a song called 60s Girl, and I mentioned global warming and, you know, and how I wish I was born in the 60s. So could be around the peace and the love.
But, yeah, I was born in the 60s, and I'm still waiting for the peace and the love, man.
But, so there was that one, and I actually had a song I wrote about a woman that was raped. And so there was some pretty deep stuff that I got into whenever I was at that age. But
do you have any from that original album that you're planning to do on the show tonight?
I'm not, but we could. I guess.
You got one you feel like doing now?
Oh, gosh.
You can say no.
No. It's been too long.
That's fine. Well, why don't you do whatever you were planning to do next?
Okay. All right. You want to do Let's Burn? All right. This is a new one, and it's called Let's Burn, and Phil's going to join me on this one singing.
Time you've been around, and I had no clue that one could make the sun rise in someone's eyes the way you do. Yeah, you light the fire and you make me see. All this time for the day that you stepped my way, you lit a match upon my soul. I'm gonna watch this fire grow. I'll be the brightest star in your skies. So let's burn, baby, you know. cast a line into the stars. 'Cause baby, you and I, we're gonna go far. And I'm so grateful for the day that you stepped my way. You lit a match upon my
Violet Vondahar here on Live and Local, along with Phil Sean Johnson on both the Egg Shaker. It has got passed over during the beginning of that song, and on the high accompanying vocals. So, Phil, I noticed that you're, it says here, quote, she's known around town as the drummer girl. Around town meaning Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, and some parts of Kansas City where I grew up and lived for. I was 20, I think, yeah. Moved to Columbia when I was 20, 21, something like that.
And so you've been the drummer girl since?
Since about age 5.
Since you were a little drummer girl.
A little drummer, yes.
And composing and producing records.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
I teach drum lessons Monday through Wednesday. I also do some band coaching with just local high school artists, bands, helping them organize their thoughts and, you know, write songs and kind of document what they're recording, you know, by recording them and stuff like that. Just sort of giving them tools to help them on their journey when they're older and in professional bands and stuff like that.
So. Heidi, I've never heard of a band coach.
I've
heard of band, you know, band coaches like for concert bands and things like that.
I went to New York in 2006 to teach at Rock Camp for Girls there, and one of my jobs was, this is my first time ever band coaching, and I had a group of 8-year-old girls who had never played instruments before. So learning how to organize, because the goal for the camp was they'd arrive on Monday, and on Saturday evening they would perform a concert for the rest of their campers and their family and friends and stuff. So it's quite a task trying to help them get to that goal, because, I mean, literally they have never played before. So a lot of time was spent helping guitar players hold down strings and just trying to help them come up with lyrics and just anything that they needed. But some of that stuff didn't take very long because kids are very creative. But, you know, I'd be at the board and say, okay, how do you want to start this song? And they'd say, oh, let's start with the drums. Okay, drums. And then we'd just come up with a huge list. And then they would just learn how to play the song based on that list. So, yeah, that was my first band coaching experience.
So, Ruth Acuff, I see here that you're also a songwriter.
Yes, I am.
It says here, angelic songs.
Ooh,
is that because you're blonde? And or
yes.
Yeah, that somebody decided to write that?
Well, I guess that's other people's descriptions of my music. I think lately that's a good description because I've started playing the lever harp.
That was going to be my next question about the harp.
Yes. I started playing about a year ago and writing songs and singing with the harp. But I started on guitar when I was 15 or 16. And then I moved to bass when I was about 20 and harp within the last year. And I love all three.
But you didn't bring your harp today.
No, unfortunately, I
did.
Did
you bring your harp for the gig tonight?
No, I didn't. It's kind of a large instrument. So hopefully we'll get it in sometime.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, how will we get the harp in the minivan?
Well, I was wondering, too. I mean, since all three of you are songwriters, but you're here technically as Violet's band. It's called Violet and the Undercurrents. It's not called Violet and Filshon and Ruth, which would leave out the Undercurrents. Do you ever do, Violet, their songs on your shows?
Actually, I was just going to say there's a few songs of Ruth's that we do in our set, and I was going to see if Ruth wanted to play it, if that's cool.
Sure. What, you don't like Filshon's songs?
Well, Filshon likes to write really complicated stuff that involves, like, 12 people, and so
that require coaching to learn.
Yes, lots of coaching, which actually I did get the chance. She had a gig a few weeks ago, and I played electric guitar for the first time in her band, so that was fun. But as far as putting her songs together with just us three, it might be a little complicated. There's a lot of parts. of parts to it.
Maybe next time. Whoops. Ooh. So now we're going to have Ruth Acuff is taking the guitar chair. Since that's where we have the microphone and the guitar. Do you want to say anything about this guitar, Violet? It's got...
Her name's Bella.
Almost looks like it's not tie-dye, but it could be.
Yeah, I painted it. I got her when I graduated from high school, and I really wanted to buy a Luna guitar, which are beautiful guitars. The bodies are just painted different colors and different things, and I really wanted that, but I picked this guitar up, and the sound was just exactly what I wanted, and so I ended up buying her and painted her up myself. So
you made your own Luna guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ruth Acuff, what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a song called Memphis Train, and Violet's going to sing with me. This is a song about my journey to Memphis.
Older back. the ghost track back in town. I sat there in the driver's seat and I threw my old dreams down. The rails were covered up with grass, but all the things I'd do if I could get that train rolling, I'd ride.
A song called Memphis Train by Ruth Acuff. Violet Vonderhaar joined on backing vocals. You're listening to a rebroadcast of a Live and Local program from September 2011. I'm Kevin Kelly. Violet Vonderhaar and her band were joined on our program by local singer-songwriter Jeff Arrigo. Jeff begins our final segment of today's edition of Live and Local with his own song called Amy.
Day rereading your letters, dusting off old memories. We were so young, coming back to this country. We're coming back from the land of sunshine and peace, and we stumbled back into our homelands and bounds like a pinball, our family and friends, searching for Vermont, how you're searching for God or a good Sunday brunch. You are living your dreams even when days are rainy. You don't know the sun's schedule, yeah, but you got a strong hunch that old sun's gonna shine. All this mud will dry up and summer will be here and bleed into fall. All those colors will shine and surround a small playground seen from the all your own. Word sent through the air, words are like gold when they're chosen with care. My life back then, hopes and regrets. We danced the same line, but you believe there was always a net. I've got your last letter here in my hand. It's the last one, a long hand, last envelope stamp. When lives get too busy, that's when old ties break. Now I've lost track of this dream we've created, but you are still in Vermont. From the last news I heard, a wife with a baby, or maybe there's more now, and I am still here in this flyover state. But I have learned a much better balance of laid out read updates on every move that you've ever made. It's written in all these letters, but it's 8 years later. Oh,
song's called Amy. Jeff Arrigo here live on Live and Local, along with Phil Sean Johnson on the cajon. Amy is a real person?
She is a real person, yeah. It's just this, I wrote that song. We lived in Paraguay for about 3 years, and mail was really important, and it was long before email. And I don't think there's any real comparison between email and real mail.
No.
People don't get real mail anymore, and I'm afraid a lot of people have never gotten real mail, and they don't even know what it feels like to get an envelope from somebody with handwritten pages in it. So anyway, we came back from South America, and it became even increasingly important to keep a connection with somebody who had had some experiences that were similar to my own. And so we wrote for about, 5 years, and, she lived in Vermont, and it wasn't a romantic thing. We were just friends. Mm. But, things, she got married, our life's moved on. So it's just kind of about that. And one day I took out all these old letters from Amy, and they're so funny. It was just as good to read them the second time or the third or fourth or fifth time, whatever. So,
I actually was curious both to ask you, but also Violet, since you said that a lot of your current songs have been about relationships mm-hmm. of one kind or another, and the two you sang sounded like they probably were. Mm-hmm. How often do you end up having the person about whom you wrote the song in the audience? And what would happen if they were there?
It happens quite a bit, actually. Yeah. And sometimes it can be a good thing. Sometimes it's a very nerve-wracking thing. It's kind of a joke with our family that my family always knows everything that's going on in my life because I write about everything that does. I am on the album that we were talking about. I have a song for my dad and for my mom, and my dad's usually in the audience quite a bit whenever we're in Columbia. And I know that it's hard for him to listen to the song I wrote for him. He's a riverboat pilot, and so I grew
actually
up,
is a riverboat yeah, pilot. Mm-hmm. There are such things.
There is, yeah. So yeah, I grew up with him on the river every other month. He was on the river for 30 days, and he'd come home for 30 days. So basically, it's just a song about that, about what it's like on the river. Because I don't know, he comes home, he doesn't want to talk about it because he's home. So I know it's hard for him to listen to that, but with relationships. I don't know. I guess it's different with each person, with each song. Kind of depends on what kind. But
yeah. Well, I was thinking, especially if you have a gig and you're going to do this song, and you suddenly look up and think and see the person, and you didn't know they were there mm-hmm. or were going to be there, and you might not otherwise have chosen to do that song.
That has happened to me once. Actually, it was a very fresh song, and it was after a breakup, and it was not the nicest song. Which actually is one of my favorite songs on the album now. But yeah, the person was in the audience, and that was quite a nerve-wracking experience. But
so you sang the song anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't let them stop me. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wondered about that a little bit ago, and then but it sounds like Jeff, that's not so likely if she's still in Vermont and you're still out here. And
yeah, well, but I was.
But it would be a whole different situation.
When Violet was saying that, I wrote one of these unrequited love songs one mm-hmm. time, and I tried to sing it to the person. It's horrible. It's a horrible moment in my life.
But there's stories about those things working out happily ever after when you do that.
Oh, yeah, well.
Not.
I guess, stories. Maybe sometimes.
Not in your experience in that case, anyway. Jeff Arrigo and Violet Vonderhaar here on Live and Local. I think, Jeff, we'll let you go next.
Right.
You said you probably had a couple. And then let's hear a couple to close out from Violet.
Okay, let me decide. I'll try and do this one here.
This makes me nervous when you say I'll try to do this.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a new song. Doesn't have a lot of road wear on it yet, but maybe I'll try it with my pick here. Sometimes I finger pick it, but I'll be more sure with a little plastic between my fingers. This is called The Sad Ballad of Frankie and Jenny. Said Franklin to Virginia, hey, it's Saturday night, let's go paint the town and we could do it upright. I got a $10 bill just sitting down in a bank, enough to have a nice dinner, then go get tanked. Said Virginia to Frankie, hey, you're talking just one night, but I'm prepared to have a party for the rest of my life. Well, get your granddaddy's pistol, go and gas up the tank, and let's liberate all that money down in the cattleman's bank, yeah. Said Frankie, hey, that's a tempting proposition, but I don't want to spend any more time down at that Cooper County prison. Virginia said, Frankie, this is his do or die. Either way, you know I'm gonna be right here by your side. But watch out, Frankie. It seems to me life ain't ever exactly what you think it's gonna be. Oh, it just goes to show how much is enough, just a little bit more. Virginia and Frankie, they robbed a cattleman's bank, took the money out the front door, left without a word of thanks. Goofing on Clodbarrows, they rolled out of town, just accounting for the money as the sun was going down. Every piston firing on the old straight six, they rolled all night to their love shack in the sticks. A fool. And it was the cat's meow when they were shaking those timbers when the sun was coming out, yeah. Said Frankie, we'll live high on this here greenback cash. Goat milk and honey and a homegrown stash. Someday we'll have a child, or maybe two or three. So when we're old, we have good company. Watch out, Frankie, cause it seems to me life ain't ever exactly what you think it's gonna be. Oh, it just goes to show you think you know somebody, but you never really know, do you know? Said Jenny, I ain't cut out for this here country life. You know me, I've always had my eyes set more on those big city lights. Go on, girl, take your share. Someday I'll meet you up there. Said Virginia, Frankie, there ain't enough to share. Now Frankie's on the floor and the money's all gone. Sweet Jenny took the car and she hit the road. She left him one thing to remember her for. It was a belly full of lead from granddad's old 44 now. Oh, don't it seem to me life ain't ever exactly what you think it's gonna be. Oh, it just goes to show how much is enough, just a little bit more. Oh, don't it seem to me life ain't ever exactly what you think it's gonna be. Show you think you know somebody, but you never really know, do you?
So how'd that feel?
Not as good as it did up in my practice room last night, but not bad.
Pretty new song from Jeff Arrigo. Violet, you're up.
All right.
What you got next?
Well, it depends on how many more I have left. Two or one?
Well, you can do one, and then we'll go out on one.
All right, that sounds good.
Kind of depends on how long they are, so we'll see.
Well, just since I had mentioned it earlier, this one's the song that I wrote for my mom. It's called For Mom.
Early in the morning, could find you in the kitchen, making breakfast for all of your beautiful children. You never heard a thing, all you ever heard were complaints. You spent all day alone trying to make our house a home. And when nighttime comes, your work is never through. You just want to hear a silent thank you. So this is my appreciation song. For all the times I thought I was right and you were wrong. Yes, this is my apology for all the times you tried to help me and I shut you. I pushed you away, and that's why I'm telling you thank you today. Hey, Mom, do you remember that time when I wanted to go out and play? And you said no, so I wrote you a note, and I told you. Sister snuck out and you didn't know what to do. I saw tears in your eyes and you just wanted someone to hold you. So this is my appreciation song. For all the times I thought I was right and you.
Violet Vonderhaar performed For Mom live on Live and Local on September 23, 2011. She and her band The Undercurrents were performing that week in Champaign, along with local singer-songwriter Jeff Arrigo. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of Live and Local. Tomorrow we'll have segments from past shows featuring live performances by the visiting duo Montana Skies, the formerly local band Mean Lids, and the local classical group Arcadia Chamber Players. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for listening.